everybody. This is Armand DeMille with Julian Joiello, the positive mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. If you're listening in Florida, we are bringing you some of the best of New York radio. WBAI 99.5. And if you noticed, it was a little late today because we had to take out 5 minutes for taxes. You see, today is tax day. A very famous time in New York. Got a buzz. Hold on, we're doing a little engineering here today. Wonder what that is. Well, maybe it's a tax buzz. So we have, today we want to bring you some information about taxes because it's not just about income taxes, but there is about taxes. Have you filed your taxes, by the way? The number 5 psychological reasons why people don't file their taxes. Number 1 is resentment. Now, who would not resent wanting to give your money to governments that spend it bombing babies? You know what I mean? Who would not? Who would not want to resent it? Who wouldn't want to hold out like that famous movie? What was that wonderful movie where she holds out the taxes and says, I'm holding back 25%?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
Stranger Than Fiction.
Oh, yes.
Stranger Than Fiction. Right. One of our favorite movies. Recommend everybody see Stranger Than Fiction. Have you filed your taxes? Filing taxes is never fun, but filing taxes is especially not fun when you've had to pay dues for your life. You know, when you've had to pay heavy dues for just existing. Like for being the older brother, you have to take care of the younger children. That's your tax. For being a younger child, you've got to be cute. That's your tax. For being a mother, you have to stay at home and take care of your children. That's your tax. And then people will go to a gym and they'll tax themselves to build bigger muscles. You'll go on a treadmill and you'll run yourself on a treadmill like a tax because you have to take 10 minutes, 15 minutes of getting your body back in order by paying a tax to your body. So taxes are not a very funny thing, paying a percentage of what you have for what you love. They have a thing called tithing. Tithing is wonderful. In certain religions, they say 5% of whatever you earn goes to the church. 5%. That's it. Just figure it off the top. Anything you earn, 5% goes to the church. Well, that's okay. But you know, in certain countries, taxes are a little higher than that. Like in Italy, what did we learn about in Italy, Julian?
Yeah, in Italy, they actually have a 55% tax on people who are making over $180,000.
That's what they figure. They figure you make $180,000. After that, it's 55% tax. We used to have that in the United States. I remember a day when we had that as well.
Right. Right, it's sort of the tax that everybody talks about they want here in America.
But we have it here. We had it here in America for most years. For most years, it was a tax above a certain amount. You had to pay 60% thereabouts.
Yeah, and then the highest tax for a married couple with 2 children is found in Belgium, which is a 45% tax, income tax, on an average salary for a married couple with 2 children.
So they say the following. They say the following. If you earn a lot of money, you get a higher tax, which they have here in America, which they've had in America most of the years. Now they cut the tax all the way down, cut it all the way back. And we are one of the lowest taxed people, you know, except if you live in New York State. In New York State, you pay about 60% of your income if you earn over $200,000. But how many people earn over $200,000? Not very many. Not very many, meaning if you get beyond the comfort zone. So most of the people who live on average, you know, the average runs around 25%. Israel has a 15% rate. Korea has a 13% rate. Mexico has a 9.5% rate. Mexico is interesting because nothing against the Mexicans, but a lot of that money can't be found to be taxed. You know, it floats around in cash down there a lot.
Right, and then Chile's got a 7% tax, and this is for a single person on an average salary for their country. So this is one of the lowest in the world.
Probably can't earn very much money in Chile, though.
Right.
You know, going down there and get a job, probably not many jobs available. And the Czech Republic has 5.6%.
Wow.
Anyway, here we are. What kind of things do people get taxed for? You know that there's a certain number of just for cuteness. There's an air transportation tax. Every time you flew, look at the number of taxes that are on your ticket. There are more taxes than you can imagine. There's biodiesel fuel taxes, building permit taxes people have to pay, building registration fees, capital gains taxes, right? What other taxes are there?
Well, there's the cigarette taxes. If you're
now the cigarette, now,
you're a cigarette smoker in New
York City.
He is
a good example. He's a very, very good example. If you're a cigarette smoker, you pay a higher percentage of tax on something than almost anybody does on anything.
In New York City.
In more than jewelry. Yes, no, it's just amazing. We say the following. If it's a bad thing, we want to tax you higher. Like gasoline. It's a bad thing, so we want to tax you higher. So we're saying taxes are good to punish the bad, but taxes are not good when they're leveled against the needy. So we try to say taxes are good, or we try to say taxes are not good. Half the government, half the Republican arm of it says no good, and the Democratic arm says no.
Right, so we're split.
No, I think they all say it's no good. I think everybody wants no tax. You know, zero tax. Just, you know, I'll pay for my school. I'll do what I have to do. The idea of taxes was outside of what you were saying about outside of America.
Right. Well, I mean, here in America, we're saying, oh, well, you know, taxes, they come, they take my money, and what are they doing with it? They're putting it towards the military and all this stuff. But in Europe, a lot of the time, it's a mostly socialized government. So a lot of the taxes, people are used to using the health insurance that they are given for their whole lives, or the schooling that most people get for less than $1,000 a year. And this is all socialized due to them paying their taxes. So they're used to it, and it's sort of like a gift. They're used to working with their government in that way. And that's a different way of thinking compared to Americans.
It's different. I'm working with in Italy, for example.
Right. In Italy, if you're making over $200,000, you're paying that 50%, 55% tax. You're getting less than half of what you're getting paid.
But in certain parts of Italy, nobody knows what you're getting paid.
Who knows? When you're in the middle of Sicily, you know, and you're in the desert.
I'm not really sure. Did I put that in the bank or not? We're only making fun because we have Sicilian blood in
us. Yes, we are. We are.
We have a right to make fun of our own Sicilian blood.
There are people.
There are folks. Road safety, right? You pay taxes for road safety. Right? You bring down most roads that you drive down nowadays, you say to yourself, where's my tax money? There are many things that you want to try to do. And then on the 15th of the year, the more you wait, the more you owe. Then you get the tax day deals, and then you get, you know, you get people offering you things, come in on tax day, which is today, right? If you go into a lot of places, Boston Market is offering buy one, get one deal. You know, there's a lot of places just using...
Right, yeah. I think Papaya Dog does a buy one, get one tax day hot dog or something like that. You
is
know?
That really true?
Yeah.
And then the only good thing about it is it's over until next year. I remember when I was younger, not young, but younger, I remember we used to be the end of the 15th. We'd put it in the envelope, put it in the mailbox. Pew, it was gone. And it felt amazingly good till next year. Did you do your taxes?
Yeah, I've been doing my taxes for the past 4 or 5 years. But the thing is, I've always done them online, so it's been like a very simple, easy thing. I mean, you know, not as easy as taxes could be, but I end up looking at my tax return, which is like 40, 50 pages long because I'm self-employed. And I can't believe it's that long because I just inputted a bunch of numbers and they kind of fill out all the stuff for me. It's pretty amazing.
Well, that's the difference, Julian. So younger people... have a different experience of tax day than older people. It used to be 2 pages. I remember 2 pages is all it was.
Is it 1040 easy?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be able to use that one, but then I can't because I'm not employed normally. I'm an actor, so I'm self-employed. Got all this funny taxes I
have to
pay.
But you having access to the computer makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they've got, like, Tax Act. They've got, you know, there's all these, like, different tax company things you can use, and... they all let you do it online, and they go step by step. Do you want to use this? Do you want to run this deduction, this credit?
Hmm.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you go on your laptop, spend 8 hours, and then you're done.
So then it isn't the taxes levied by the government that is such a pain. It's a lot of feeling that we have towards authority in general. Authority, you know, and it's like especially if you begin to own something. This year, although not noticed, the rich got richer and the poor got richer. It's not noticed, but absolute poverty has lifted to somewhat poverty. That may not sound like a big deal, but I tell you, my friends, it's a big deal that there has been some relief. So what we used to have, the rich got very rich, the poor got less poor. Now, this is not a big deal, but it is a big deal because from your side, it means a lot, you know? Because there's a certain point at which, even if things get a little better, it just feels better. But you don't have to worry on tax day. Because you don't have... Wouldn't it be nice not to worry about your possessions? And I thought I would bring you, before we open the phones to you today, to ask about the many different types of taxes you have elected to pay in your life. Not federal income tax. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about the government. I want to hear about the tax you pay for being married. The tax you pay for having sex. The tax you pay for having power. Respect.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a roommate tax. I've got roommates, and they tax me all the time. I've got to hang out with them, got to make sure that they're taken care of emotionally, got to make sure that they, you know, they've got girlfriends that come by, they've got friends that I have to make sure I like them, I'm cool with them. It's the roommate tax.
Yeah, and it's the Ramona tax. Ramona, right. But, you know, it's like me here. I have a tax because I have to make sure that the carpet's clean.
Absolutely.
I have to make sure that the kitchen is free of knives. You know what I mean? I just got to make sure it's a safe place.
Right.
And a clean place and a neat place that graces people. That requires about 30 people. The tax for being a business owner is having to watch all the stuff. The tax for being a lover is having to remember her birthday. The tax for being a good husband, for being a good father. The tax is holding back your anger when you feel it, not just burping out. So I want to hear your taxes that you have elected to pay in your life. I choose to tax myself the following. I choose monogamy. I tax myself polygamy. Can you understand that? I choose truth.
Right, and couldn't some of these taxes, they can be good. They can be good and bad.
Well, you
right?
see, there you are with judgment. They just are.
They just are.
They just are.
That's interesting.
Yes, I know, because automatically that's where everybody's mind
right,
goes.
Right, no, yeah.
Everybody's mind goes good tax, bad tax. Cigarette tax, good tax. Right.
What does this tax represent? What is
right,
this?
Right, yeah. Right. Marijuana tax, bad tax.
Yeah, well.
In your generation, right? Okay, let's give a call, 212-757-5555. That's 212-757-5555. In the meantime, let me bring you something sweet.
Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, I got no misery. Poor folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on their door. Afraid somebody's going to rob them while they's out on making more. What for? I got no lock on the door. That's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor. That's okay with me, cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, all are free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got him the whole day long. No use complaining, got my gal, got my Lord.
Two 1-800-875-5555. How have you paid your taxes? What taxes did you say yourself, well, this is it, my life is done, I'll just pay this tax?
I tell you now, fellas, happy now.
Nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got the sun, got the moon, got the deep blue sea. The folks with plenty of plenty got to pray all the day. Seems with plenty, you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away. And well, never want to strive to be good, to be bad. What the hell? I is glad I's alive. Oh, I got plenty and nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got him the whole day long. No use complaining, got my gal.
And that was I Got Plenty of Nuttin' from Porgy and Bess, the original film soundtrack.
Beautiful.
You're listening to The Positive Mind on WBAI 99.5 FM.
Sometimes we find meaning in our lives only when we set aside those things that are best and most beautiful about us. When hunched over a stack of papers with a tired brow in the palm of our hands, we decline our children's requests, join them in play in the glorious outdoors, and we say no to a friend who stopped by offering fellowship and a cold beer. Sometimes, for our lives to matter, we must delay our dreams and passionate engagements and instead do our duty. This is written by John Doyle. He said, tax season is upon us, more poet than bookkeeper, preferring to contemplate a line break than a line of figures. There's tedium and stress in doing the things that must be done, balancing the checkbook, tallying receipts, digging through crumpled papers in search of scribbles that might spell deduction. Life is filled with numerous menial tasks that feel meaningless. How about those meaningless tasks, my friends? What about those things that you agree to do? Yet, despite the relentless monotony, despite the mind-numbing dullness, there's meaning on tidying up and putting things straight. It's like making a great dinner. You make a great dinner, you got to clean up. There are some people who come over for dinner. They have no thought of cleaning up. They have no thought of what does it take. We just sit down, we have the food, and then we leave. But there's something about cleaning up the dishes after you've made a wonderful meal for friends that's kind of fun. Kind of nice. 212-757-5555. Thank you for bearing with all of our difficulties lately, our engineering difficulties. We are doing it, and we just put in the new lines, and they will be working fine. 212-757-5555. Here's my promise. If you call and you don't get through, I've now promised to call back every single person who calls. 5 minutes at the most I give you, but I give you 5 minutes, and I do call them back, and it's just shock. It'll be 10 o'clock at night, and I'll get on the phone with somebody, and I'll say, hi, this is Armand DeMille. I promised I'd call back, and they say, it's Armand DeMille calling me back. The most amazing thing. I have a phone number at home, which is an easy number for a child to push on a telephone. So my telephone number gets pushed by these children every now and then, and they just push this number, and they push this number, and every now and then I'll pick up the phone, and somebody on the other side will be saying, Babby, 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 something like that, and I just talk back a little bit to them. And then I ask for their mother, and I say, just let your mother know that she called here. The mother says, okay, thank you very much. Yesterday, I was talking to a friend, and I got a call from somebody, Babby, and I said, hi, how are you? And we talked for a little bit. Baby couldn't talk, of course. And the baby gives the phone. I said, let me have mommy. She gives the phone to mommy. Mommy gets on the phone and says, I recognize your voice. She said, you're Armand DeMille. And I said, yes, I'm Armand DeMille. And she said, I was just thinking about calling you. She listens to this program with a baby present. Her baby does not have my private home phone number. Nobody does. And the baby called me. And I connected with the mom, and she's calling this office today. I believe in magic. Hey, Pink, you're on the line.
Hi.
Hi there. Is this Pinky?
Yeah.
Hey, Pinky, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just want to say it's very interesting that you talked about tax today. And I think we all pay taxes, sometimes not realizing it, just go through life that way.
Yes. And what kind of taxes do you pay that you go through life paying?
Well, I'm a mom. I'm also a housewife. So all that is, I didn't realize what I was got into.
And being a housewife and being a mom, that's a lot of responsibility. How old were you when you became a mom?
25.
And how old were you when you got married?
24.
24, so you got married, and you said, okay, I'm just going to be married, and I'm going to have a baby, and I'll be like everybody else, and it'll be easy.
Yes, uh-huh.
What's not easy about it? Do you ever feel like killing everybody?
Well, there are moments. But overall, it's okay.
Okay, what's the part that's not okay? You know what part that's not okay? I'll tell you what part's not okay, and I can hear it in your voice. It's not okay that you're treated like the woman that you remember you used to be treated like. It's not okay that your husband doesn't recognize the woman that he married, but he's now seeing the mother of his child.
I don't know.
How does he feel towards you, Pinky?
Huh?
How does he feel towards you? What's his feeling towards you?
I am not sure, but he traveled overseas recently for about 3 weeks. He Facebooked me every day. FaceTime. So that makes me feel he wants to connect with me from his heart.
Your husband?
Yeah.
But where is he away for 3 weeks?
Oh, he was on a business trip in Asia.
He's on a business trip in Asia, and he's sending you romantic notes from his heart, and he says he wants to connect with you. And what do you feel about that? Do you feel the romantic connection to him?
Yes, when he was there, but when he's back, then things kind of
You kind of get a distance.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so what you're telling me, Pink, what you're telling me is you have a kind of a resistance to being up close to him, and that you're angry and you don't even know why you're angry, and that a part of you is very disappointed in the way things turned out, and that there's a way you could straighten it out, and maybe if you had somebody between the two of you to help you talk it out, it would be of help. But the way it sounds now is you're only loving each other at a distance. And that's not so hot. That's too high a tax to pay. Because yeah. you're young enough to have this go on for a long time, you know? I'd rather see you happy than have you just sitting around miserably waiting to get through this life.
But it's okay because I found out when he is at a distance, he tends to tell me more what's on his mind than when we are close together.
Yeah, I know. But think of what that tells your children. That tells your child, always tell people what's on your mind when you're far away, but not when you're close. So let's try to get that straightened out. You know, even if you got to learn a way to talk close to each other, you just got to learn a way. It's too high a tax to pay.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for calling in, Pink.
Thank you.
212-757-5555. We're going to have to take a short break. Yes. So what kind of tax do we say is okay? As long as we don't fight, it's okay. As long as I'm miserable, it's okay. As long as he brings home the bacon, it's okay. As long as she has sex with me, it's okay. Is that the way it works? I'm not sure, friends. I'm not sure you got to bargain down to that point. Maybe you got to pay a bigger tax when you're young and an older tax when you're older. A later tax when you're older. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it.
And that's Taxman by The Beatles, and you're listening to The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. And now your host, Armand DeMille.
Often the best move is to perform your duty and act for the sake of acting. Unconcerned for tomorrow, everything will have unraveled again. The bed will need to be made. The floor will need to be swept again. The dishes in the sink will need washing. And the things you thought you'd smooth over with your mother-in-law or your boss will rise again. Was it Krishna or Siddhartha or Brother Nietzsche who counseled, to labor is to not seek reward? Actually, it was all of them. It was our labor of those things that we should do and need to do and must do that enable life. It's what keeps food on the table and a roof over our heads. It allows us to take the children to the doctor when they're sick, or to the galleries and the theaters and let their hearts sing. So this is what the tax is. The art of living demands we care for the nest. But how we choose our nest and how much we choose to pay for that nest, that's what's really important. There are many of you out there who have these kind of unrequited love affairs. You realize that you've loved someone, but you're married to someone else. You have one idea of one person, but your fantasy's with someone else. You know, and things separate you. Age could separate you. Your gender could separate you. Things could separate you, but you realize that there's a part you're paying for what brings you closest to your heart, or maybe that's even an illusion. Let's take another call. Charlotte, you're on the line. This is Armand DeMille.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Well,
hi, Charlotte.
I can relate to the point that you just made about having taxing situations in a marriage. But I wanted to really talk about the tax that I feel I paid for becoming an educated woman in America, a woman of color in America who spent lots and lots of hours and years educating myself through undergraduate school, graduate school, law school. Tax is so overwhelming because my experience has been that there's essentially been no reward for any of this taxation. I mean, it seems as though having more knowledge really
for the education?
A compromising position, particularly in the world today when so few people have and share knowledge in this country. And so you're almost in a position where you feel as though you have to kind of dumb yourself down in order to just get along in the world that we're in today. So
yeah, I understand. So when you dumb yourself down, what's your profession, by the way?
Well, I have a master's degree in organizational psychology from Teachers College, but I'm also a lawyer.
Okay, so as an attorney, have you gotten to the point where you feel that you're reaping any of the rewards?
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
So
not
there's
at
something,
all.
Could you stop with me a moment? Okay, Charlotte. Charlotte, something about it hurts your heart. What is it about the lawyering that you're doing that feels so unrewarding?
Well, the reality is that I haven't ever really done the lawyering that I had intended to do. And one of the reasons I feel that I feel so hurt about it is because I live in a county that I was raised in and came back to after attending law school and recognize that because of so much of the systemic attitudes around race and gender, it's going to be very, very complicated for me to be able to get a job or to advance myself in any kind of real way among the legal community.
But are you involved in doing legal things that you like or don't like?
Right now I do real estate law and I do immigration law, and it's fine.
There's somewhat rewarding on that, right?
There's somewhat of a reward to it. Minimal amount, but somewhat.
Okay, now what about your love life?
What about it? I'm not sure where...
Well, I guess you just answered it. Well, tell me about who loves you in your life.
Who loves me in my life? I think my parents really love me. I think my children love me. I'm sure my husband loves me. And I love myself. And
okay, now how
I
close?
I have lots of friends who love
the biggest,
me, too.
What is the biggest distance you have with your husband right now? What's the biggest distance you have with him over what issue?
Over what issue? Well, it's... Probably,
Jump in.
He's less talkative than I am.
Yeah, so you need to be able to talk to somebody about the stuff that you feel and the stuff that you worry about, and he doesn't really feel like he wants to engage in those things so much. He'll give you a nice yes, yes, and let you go, but not give you the kind of depth of conversation that you need, right?
Well, that's true also. I think that there might be more of a question of his inability to do the...
Do you like to get your nails polished?
Excuse me?
Do you like to get your nails polished?
Yes, and I got my nails polished yesterday.
I thought so. What color did you have them done?
Mint green.
All right. Now, it's a funny thing for you getting your nails polished, right? It's a special thing for you. You're not going to hang up on me just because I know about you and nail polish, are you?
No, not at all.
Your
I'm
phone
right here.
Just disappeared. It just went away.
No, I'm right here.
I know, but what happened to your phone? Did you drop it? Did you put it on speakerphone? What did you do?
I had to put it on speakerphone for a minute, but I'm back to you now.
Okay. So, there is a connection between liking to get your nails done and having a husband who doesn't listen to you.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there is.
That's great.
So what you need, friend, is to have somebody who can really hear you. You know, somebody who really wants to listen to what Charlotte has to say. And here's what I'm going to propose to you. At the beginning of the month of May, we're going to do our fund drive. And when we do our fund drive, we'll be doing a special premium offer, during which time you get a highly discounted chance of getting to meet me so I could listen to your... what you have to say and really listen, and you have to be wearing good fingernails. This don't come in with shoddy fingernails. I don't want to see just some shoddy dead red, you know what I mean? I want something something good looking, and somehow that's going to lift your spirit. And so you have nothing to lose. The money goes to WBAI, and I'll explain to you what the difference is.
Okay. All right.
Nice to talk to you, Charlotte. I'm glad you're laughing.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Julian shakes his head. as he says, what the hell did you know about that?
You always know.
It's spooky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
212-757-5555. Are you hung up there? Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay, 217-757-5555. So the question is, okay, so what's the relationship? I'll tell you the relationship. There is something that seems to happen in nail salons that makes a big difference between people who get a certain feeling, and a certain feeling that you usually get is called serotonin. Serotonin seems to become a little more abundant on 20 minutes of having your nails done. Now, why do people like serotonin? It makes them feel good. What do you get out of a conversation with somebody like me or somebody who really listens? Serotonin. Your brain feels better. It feels better. So if someone says to me, I need somebody to listen to me, I say to them, I'll bet you enjoy getting your nails done. Robert's on the line. Hi there, Robert. This is Armand DeMille.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Robert.
Well, now, as far as paying the tax...
No, don't you... Wait a minute. Let me ask you something.
Wait, Robert, let me finish. I'm a 66-year-old male.
Yeah, I'm older than you. Robert. Robert, how are you today, by the way?
Well, let me just finish.
I know, but let me just ask you how you are.
Because you touched on it about 10 minutes ago.
I know, but let me ask you how you're feeling.
I'm feeling fine.
Fine?
Yes.
Okay.
So here's the thing. As far as the tax, now, I'm a 66-year-old male, and I'm single. I have no children, never been married, don't have a girlfriend. Very, very, very difficult to connect with females. And I strongly suspect, because I tend to be attracted to younger females, like in their mid-20s and 30s, and don't tell me it's a hopeless case, because I've heard that a million times. It's very, very, very difficult to connect. And I strongly suspect that there's age discrimination.
Okay, now...
Let me just finish. I'm going to tell you something.
Robert, listen to me.
Yes.
Listen, part of the problem you have is that you don't know how to listen to people.
I didn't say that.
No, you're rushing me now. You're not even letting me give you the gift I want to give you.
Well, you're not letting me give you the gift I want to give you.
You're not giving me a gift. You're asking me for help with something, and I would love to give it to you. You see, I would love to give it to you. There's nothing wrong with what you want, but there is a way that you listen that has a sound of aggression in it. And even I, when I first hear it, I go, oops, he's an angry man. That's why I said, how are you? That's why I slowed you down. Now,
okay.
That feeling becomes an edge that you carry, and you even carry that when you're with women as well. Women that you're attracted to will pick up on that edge.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and
yeah,
probably that age is you're feeling a little defensive about your age, because you're right, the age doesn't make much of a difference.
Disappointed more than defensive.
Yeah, and this could be fixed. This is easy, because it's inside you that it's all coming from. Because there's nothing wrong with 66 years old wanting any age, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as it's over a legal age, anybody who wants anybody, I'm not going to sit in judgment of that. But the disappointment and the sadness that comes with it because of what you need and what you want. Now, let me ask you something about the age group that you're most attracted to. And let's say just we put it in the 30s as an average.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say the quality is innocence? Or would you say the quality is... what would the one quality word be?
Physical sexuality.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Some kind of a bringing their sexuality to a place where it could meet yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can meet an invitation. I understand. So you need to be touched. You need to be loved. You need to be held.
Well, it's nice to also touch.
Ah, and
you know,
feel, yes.
It's also nice to touch. You know, I'll tell you, when I was younger, being held may have been more attractive than it is today. I'm not that... that's big on, like, holding hands or when I'm walking with it, if I was to walk with a girl.
Yeah, those are all the taxes you have to pay to have a girlfriend. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You're not good on paying taxes.
Probably not, but my taxes are heavy.
That's right. Well, the taxes of holding somebody's hands are not very heavy.
No, but I'm saying, like, I mean, I don't look like I did in my 20s or teens, you know. I mean, I'm in good shape, but the point is I'm bald, virtually bald, you know. I have sagging skin under my neck. I have slight bags under my eyes. Plus, I'm 5'3½". Okay, I smoke cigars. So I lost a lot of the charm, if you want to call it, that I had, to a certain extent anyway, when I was in my teens and my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a heavy tax. It's a natural evolution. But
well, it could be a natural evolution, or it could be a natural cloud that you're putting up around yourself, believing that about yourself to keep people away, because you sound beautiful to me. You know, if there's somebody out there, yeah, I was going to ask you the same thing. You want to go out? There's nothing wrong with you.
It's still very difficult.
I know. I know. I hear your heart.
It's frustrating.
I hear your heart, Robert. I hear it. It's not castrating, because it's as if they're doing it to you. You know, it's very self-castrating to believe that. You know,
well, perhaps, but I mean, it takes two to tango, and I can't say that much younger females by 30 years, maybe more, don't play a part in the show.
Of course,
you know,
it's supposed to be that way. Selectively, it's supposed to be that way. You're right. But the alpha male, the alpha male does seem to win out.
Yeah, whatever that is.
It's an attitude.
I strongly think that charisma plays a part. And if you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. And I never had it.
Good. You know why you never had it? Because you have this basic anger under everything you say. And that's what we got to deal with. And I think we could deal with that by even being in a group of any kind, being around people who give you decent feedback.
Oh, I always ask for feedback from people. Always.
But no, people won't give you direct feedback. They're afraid you're going to bite their heads off.
No, I'm not.
Yes, because as soon as I say
that from people that know me, you know, and I ask for, and I get honest answers, and that's what I want. And once they give me an honest answer and they see that I don't react defensively, they feel more comfortable about being honest.
I guess, Robert, you got it.
More likely to tell me the truth.
I guess you got it really all set. You're coming to me with a question, and you're coming to me with a question, and I love you, Robert. You know, cigar-smoking, 5'2", bald-headed guy, sitting in a bar in good shape, I'm sure there's going to be somebody who's going to love you.
Well, I'm not looking for love. I'm looking for
love your
relationship.
Way. Love
and,
your
you know,
way.
The woman, that previous caller, who had nail polish, whose husband is not very conversational. I'm very, very conversational.
Yeah, I understand. Maybe a little too much.
Reasonably well-educated.
Really difficult even right now as I'm talking to you. You know, let me tell you a joke. Want a joke?
Is it dirty?
Yeah.
Good. Go.
A guy goes down and he says to his wife, back in the days when there were cigarettes, he says to his wife, I'm going to go down and get a pack of cigarettes. They sell them at the bar. He goes down to the bar to get a pack of cigarettes. And while he's at the bar, a woman walks up to him and says, hey, mister, would you like to have sex with me? And he says, sure, I'd like to have sex. So they go up to her apartment, and they have sex, and he falls asleep till 2 o'clock in the morning. He wakes up, and he's terrified because he's never done this before. So he says, quick, give me some baby powder. And his wife comes over and gives him baby powder. The girl comes over and gives him baby powder. And he puts it all over his hands. And he goes home. And his wife says, where were you? He says, you wouldn't believe it, honey. I went to the bar. I had a drink. A woman comes over and says, would you like to come up and have sex with me? And I went upstairs and I had sex with her and I fell asleep till 2 o'clock in the morning. And the wife looks at his hands and sees the baby powder and she says, have you been bowling?
That's cute.
Hey, Robert, that's we'll cute. Talk again.
That's cute. Oh, one other thing. Listen.
All right.
On your show, I think I can make a go of it.
Hey, 212-757-5555. Sometimes, my friends, you have to just hear between the lines. Just hear between the words. 212-757-5555. So, among the many taxes in life that you have to pay, he's talking about one. Robert's caught in that place where he thinks all he wants is sex. Sex is not what he's looking for. You see, sex takes him to a place. It brings him to a land where he can then get at ease. His compulsion is to get rid of all of that energy that's inside of him. He has this enormous energy. it's angry. It's, and when he has sex, it releases it. What he doesn't know is what he's looking for is what comes after the sex. Not the holding, but just the relief. 212-757-5555. Remember, any of my friends who have called in who did not get me directly, of the hundreds of people, we will take those numbers. I will call every one of you back within 2 days. 5-minute phone call just to say hello. Lisa, you're on the line. This is Armand DeMille.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So
you're there.
Question?
Yes. What is your question?
So when you were talking to the gentleman who seemed very angry, he reminds me of my husband.
He does, doesn't he?
Excuse me?
He does remind you of your husband, doesn't he?
Yes.
Your husband talks too much.
Well, he talks too much, but he oozes anger when he talks.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, it's hard for somebody who oozes anger to understand that they ooze anger when they ooze anger. I could guarantee that if he looked up, Robert, if you're still listening, if you looked up the words abstract sequential, and if you looked up those words on the internet, you would find abstract sequential, you would find something about the mental status. Now, you could do that too, Lisa. Look up abstract sequential. Now, your husband, is he somebody who is notoriously indecisive?
Yes.
Right? How do you like that? Hard for him to make decisions. He'll think about two things always. You got to do this. You got to do that.
Yep.
You got to go this. You got to do that. You got to do this. You got to do that. And he gets furious. And then when you try to nail him down, he gets crazy.
Yep. Exactly.
So that's what I saw with Robert. The minute Robert got on the phone, I saw him going on one of those tracks. So I tried to nail him down and I watched him fight me because that's the way that kind of thinker does. But you see, I'm a pro. I've been doing this for 40 years. I understand.
Yeah.
That kind of mind. I don't want to be married to it.
That's my next thing. So it's very difficult to be married to someone like that.
Yeah, get some baby powder.
I'm on that's a good one. Oh, God.
Yeah, how long have you been married? How long have you been married?
About 5 years.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. There's only one way to slow it down. What goes on behind his kind of thinking is a lot of feelings that he doesn't want to face. There's a lot of stuff that comes up from his childhood where he felt really split. And that division doesn't get cured easily. It doesn't. It's very hard to live with. And if he only understood, and maybe if you have a counselor who helps explain it to both of you at once, it would be helpful. There's a guy I know named Kevin O'Donoghue who does that. He helps explain that to people because if you don't understand the style that he's using and the style that he is, it becomes difficult. But look it up, abstract sequential thinking.
That's good. I like that. Okay, we'll do.
You can even go
Thank
one step
advice.
Further. Go one step further. Go with type 6 in the Enneagram. Abstract sequential thinker type 6. So without knowing your husband, I know he's an abstract sequential type 6. And with that in mind, if you go look it up and you type it up, you're going to see a description of him and you're going to go, oosh, I don't know, I'm going to know that, right? And then when we give our donation to WBAI, you're going to jump on and say, I'll take one of those. But not until May, not until May. All right, great. Thanks for calling, Lisa. So we choose our taxes that we pay and we think sometimes we're the victim of our taxes, but we're not always a victim. Sometimes it's things we elect to do. You got time for one? For one? Go ahead, one. What the hell? We started late. We owe them one. Just hang in here, friends. We got time for one more call. I'm sorry, we don't have the time for that. But we will have to come back with you. I'll call him back. So tell him to call the wife later. Hey. So there we are, Julian. Tax day. And it also starts the hockey series.
Does it?
Yeah, this is it. The beginning of the championship, which has a great meaning to a lot of people as well. Hey, we'll be back with you tomorrow at, no, we won't be back with you tomorrow. We'll be back with you Tuesday at 1 p.m.
Tuesday at 1 p.m., and it'll be 1 p.m. exactly.
We'll try to make it 1 p.m. exactly, unless there's a tax on our time, which sometimes happens.
It does.
Which, happy to pay. Back with you next week, my friend. Send me an email, armand@thepositivemind.com, or you can call this number back, 757-5555, if you want to leave a message for me. Bye-bye for now.